with this KLEM Sports Update. For this Tuesday, February 28th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, all throughout the day yesterday, we gave you a reaction on the Class 1A Substate Final from Rems and St. Mary's side on Saturday. And now we bring it to you from Galen Catholic's side, as the Galen Catholic boys ended their season at the hands of the Hawks in that Substate Final by a score of 49-38. And the 11-point deficit, of course, would suggest a game that was not super competitive and suggests that the Hawks kind of ran away with the win as things got going. The Galen Catholic head coach Mike Langle knows that's far from the truth, saying his kids played incredibly hard all throughout.
They played hard. That's all you can ask of anybody, and our kids did that. And we had that run in the third quarter and got out in front, and they came down and hit a couple threes with some. They had a couple threes and got them momentum, and then they got really big on the defensive end. And they got some nice length. They have a nice team. They got nice length. They're hard to shoot over, and that was effective in that fourth quarter.
The Jays' game plan on defense was to shut down Colin Holman and not let him beat the Jays after going off for 20 points and 11 rebounds in their last matchup. And they succeeded there. On the offensive end, the Jays had a lot of things going their way with good ball movement and everything but converting the shot. Coach Langle says sometimes the shots just don't roll your way.
Defensively, we did fine. Offensively, we didn't fine. It just... for some reason in this gym, we can't put it in the bucket. I don't know what it is. I've been down here for three or four substates, and it's the same thing, but it's a substate game. That's part of it. Substate games are way different, and it's just tougher to make shots. It's always in the 30s or 40s for scores, and you got to make each position count.
And part of the problem for the Jays most of the night came from the pace the game was played at. Rems and St. Mary's wanted to and did slow down the game to a crawl on the offensive end. They were very meticulous, using a large portion of the shot clock before getting up an attempt. Galen Catholic, meanwhile, was quick in their possessions with a lot of one-and-done opportunities. Coach Langle says that ultimately led to some fatigue as the game went along.
They were making us play defense for 30 seconds. And we'd come down, shoot one within five, and I said, guys, you're going to get tired of playing defense. So I said, let's get good shots. And they were good shots. I understand, Drake had a nice open three, but it was right away down the floor. I understand that, but we were playing a lot of defense, and maybe that got us in the legs at the end.
The game brings the coaching career of Mike Langle to a close after 18 successful years as the head coach of the Jays. After the game, Langle was still content with his decision, saying that he really wanted to go out with this special senior class.
I made my decision last spring. I knew I wanted to, when I was going to step down, I wanted to step down with this class. They're a special class, the seniors are, and the juniors too. And I just felt comfortable all year with that decision. And it isn't any different tonight. I knew sometime or another it was going to come to an end, and unless we went all the way. But I'm happy. I'm happy for my time to coach kids.
The class of senior Jays is probably the biggest to go through the Galen Catholic basketball program. The class sports 10 seniors on its roster, and Langle says every one of them was a pleasure to coach.
Not very often a 1A school graduates 10 basketball players, and I honestly never had one bit of trouble with not a one of the 10. Of course, they're laced with some nice talent, right here to the sub-state within a whisker, maybe getting to state. I knew we'd do well, but it's more for the kids that they were just a great bunch of individual young men that are going to be very successful, as they move on in life.
The Jays end their season with a strong record of 20-6, becoming the sixth team in program history to win 20 games. Langle ends his coaching career with a record of 277 wins and 141 losses. Of course, Remsen St. Mary's will advance to the state tournament with a record of 22-2. And of course, if it hasn't been said already, we'd like to say it again, that Mike Langle, we congratulate him on an outstanding coaching career as the head coach of the Jays. And best of luck again to the 10 seniors that will be graduating this Galen Catholic boys basketball program. On to some more sports news. The Iowa Girls Coaches Association released their all-district girls basketball honorees, and a number of Plymouth County girls basketball athletes earned some distinction. Starting at the 4A level, where the Lamars Community Girls earned their first all-district athlete in 3 years, with junior Meta Scove being named the Class 4A All-West District team. Scove was the scoring leader for the Bulldogs, averaging 14.3 points per game, and also led the Bulldogs in rebounds, averaging 5.3 boards per game. To Class 1A, where the Remsen St. Mary's girls picked up two all-district player honors in Class 1A's Northwest District. Whitney Jensen is a returner to the all-district team from last year after leading the Hawks in scoring heading into the state tournament this year with an average of 14.6 points per game, shooting an impressive 54.5% from the field and nearly 44% from the three-point arc. She's joined on the all-district team by her teammate Maya Bunkers, who earned her first all-district honor. She helped lead the Hawks at the free throw line most of the time. She's averaging 12.9 points per game while shooting an impressive 87.2% from the free throw line. And it's so impressive that it actually ranks 7th in the state amongst all 5 classes at this point in the season. Again, Remsen St. Mary's with Whitney Jensen and Maya Bunkers earning all district honors. Staying in Class 1A, where the Kingsley Pearson girls earned 2 names on the all district team in Class 1A's Northwest District. The Panthers have been led all season by a phenomenal freshman in Sydney Duskett. Duskett made some noise by setting the Kingsley Pearson single season scoring record with 500 points on the year, averaging 21.7 points a game for the Panthers. She also leads the team in rebounds, steals, field goal percentage, three-point percentage, and free throw percentage, if that wasn't good enough. Joining Duskett from the program is her head coach, Nicole Goodwin, who was named Coach of the Year in the district. Goodwin wrapped up her 20th season as the coach of the Panthers with an overall coaching record of 251 wins and 197 losses to this point. She led the Panthers to an 18-5 record this season when a lot of people didn't know what to expect with this team, and she finished the season with a regular season ranking of 15th in Class 1A. Heading up to Class 2A, where the Hinton girls picked up one all-district honor in Class 2A's Northwest District, and that was freshman Bailey Bouvey, who took the state by storm in volleyball and made some noise on the basketball court as well. Bouvey led the team while averaging a double-double of 15.3 points and 10 rebounds per game. She also was a force to be reckoned with on the defensive end, recording 3.1 steals per game, and that was second best on the team. And finally, in Class 2A's Northwest District, the MMCRU girls had a bit of a step back of a year, of course, by their standards of having 2 state tournaments in a row and being state runners-up last year, but they still earned an all-district honor in Class 2A's All-Northwest District. Senior Cora Olish led the Royals literally in every statistical category this season. She scored 18.5 points per game on 38.6% shooting from the field while pulling down nearly 7 rebounds a game, dishing out nearly 4 assists per game, and recording 2.3 steals per game. Just a fantastic senior year for Cora Olish to go out on. And again, she earned all-district honors from the Iowa Girls Coaches Association. Again, 6 players out of Plymouth County and 1 coach earning all-district honors from the Iowa Girls Coaches Association this year. Let's take a look at some sports scores and results here quickly from our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. The girls basketball state tournament began yesterday with 5A and 3A quarterfinals. In Class 5A was nearly all chalk as 2nd seed Johnston defeated 7th seed Southeast Polk 70-48. The only upset in 5A was a big one, actually. 6th seed Ankeny Centennial defeated 3 seed Waterloo West 60-51. The Wahawks were ranked 18th nationally by ESPN. In the other quarterfinals, top seed Pleasant Valley beat 8 seed Valley 43-28. 4 seed Dowling Catholic took down the 5 seed Davenport North 52-38. To the 3A state tournament, and that's where things really got shaken up. Top seed Esterville Lincoln Central had a 38-game winning streak heading into the state tournament. Now, that winning streak came to an end at the hands of the 8th seed, Vinton Schelsberg. The Vikettes beat the Midgets 54-46 of the quarterfinal round. 4th seed Benton Community beat the 5th seed Des Moines Christian 40-34. And the 2nd seed Solon hung on to beat the 7th seed, Wallert Catholic of Dubuque 54-46. We also had some substate finals from around Northwest Iowa in Class 3A boys basketball. In Substate 1, the 10th-ranked Bishop Healing Crusaders are going back to state for the first time in over a decade as they defeated Webster City 63-50 last night. And in Class 3A Substate 2, Algona denies MOC Floyd Valley a trip back to state. The 3rd-ranked Dutch get upset by the Bulldogs 61-58. All these scores and more can be found on our website. That's at KLEM1410.com. And taking a look at the sports schedule for today, more Northwest Iowa talent on the girls' basketball state tournament floor. In Class 3A's final quarterfinal, 3rd seed West Marshall will take on the 6th seed Sioux Center. The 4A quarterfinals will play till completion today. Top seed Dallas Center Grimes will take on the 8th seed Glenwood. 4 seed Ballard takes on 5 seed Decorah. 2nd seed North Polk taking on the 7th seed Clear Creek Amana. And the 3rd seed is the Bishop Healing Crusaders. They'll match up with the team they opened the season with, and 6th seed Cedar Rapids Xavier. And in Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford, the top seed, will take on the 8th seed Applington Parkersburg. And the 4th seed Sibley Ocheden matches up with the 5th seed Iowa City Regina. And finally on the sports schedule today, boys basketball 4A substate action. 9th-ranked Sioux City East takes on 6th-ranked Norwalk. And that's at Dennis and Schleswig Gym tonight. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.